Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to check us out online, you know where to go, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're on the top left. You'll always find us on that page in one way or another, okay? sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to know who we are, what it is that we have done, and what we are doing, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the top of the page, go ahead and click on to SOL Radio Live. That is our live link that's available to all. Please subscribe. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page over there as well. If you want to call in, please do. We'd love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic or one of the topics in which we're talking about, or if it's absolutely that pertinent and that important to give us information, you can go ahead and give us a call and throw that out on the table as well. Hopefully it will be added to. If you want to contend, you can do that as well. Judge 3 and 4, Jude 3 and 4, Jude 3 and 4. You can read those when you get a moment as well. We got much to cover today. I want to show you some things today. As you all the well know, last week we had three representatives on, two representatives and one senator. We were supposed to meet with the second senator on Friday. What we're doing locally, friends, is just we got a group of shakers and movers that are actually getting together and educating one another as to how to bring about the rule of law in this country, because the rule of law is peace, okay? And if you don't want the rule of law, and I'm talking about the Lord's law, you're going to get tyranny, and that's what you're dealing with today on so many fronts. You just heard during the break, friends. You can't make up what you heard during the break coming to the propagandists, today's conservatives, which are yesterday's liberals, Matthew 5:13, concerning Joe Biden, and now telling us that, you know, they still can't be arrested, speaking of the illegals that are being lured in by the state governors and the federal government, which is the act of treason. They said to us, Americans, our country, our government told us, right, we're a reflection of that government, that we cannot, nor can our law enforcement go ahead and arrest those that are here illegally. At least not yet, they told us. They just want you to hang on to every little thing that they say. Hey, Americans, it's time to resist. It's enough of what's going on in this country. Every time you give them the benefit of the doubt, they are incrementally destroying this country little by little by giving them the benefit of the doubt. That's what's happening here, okay? We've already highlighted all the crimes that are being committed by the illegals that are being drawn into America. You're seeing that the illegals are given $10,000 if they go to New York City by by the government, which means they're stealing our money and giving it to them. We've seen them unleash their culture on our police, attempts of rape on our women, killing our children now. You just heard Lakin here, Riley Lakin. She was murdered, what, 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago in Georgia. You heard her father talking about how the government's using her or his daughter as a pawn. That's exactly what they're doing. In fact, friends, they're responsible for the murder. Every one of those that advocated for illegal invasion here, committing the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3, should be held accountable for her crime and every other crime that's being committed by them. But again, the government wants you to know that the law enforcement still cannot go ahead and arrest those illegals coming into America. Nonsense. You need to arrest those that are telling you that, friends, for not enforcing the laws that they swore that they would uphold. My goodness, this is how a country is destroyed incrementally. And it's interesting, at the same time, the first thought that goes through my mind is every time we go through an airport, a bus depot, a train depot, we want to travel, we're being illegally frisked through a violation of the Fourth Amendment by something called the TSA. So in other words, the illegals can do that which is illegal, but Americans, the government can do that which is illegal when it comes to you by accusing you of being a potential domestic terrorist. That's exactly what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. The illegals, leave them alone. It's the ones that are here. Those are the ones we want to harass. Hello? Hello, Americans. You got to put two and two together. Because that's what's happening. This is, again, not American government in any sense of the word. This is running in contrast to what our forefathers established at every given step. We should have named the show today as the modern day politicians face off with our forefathers. The problem is the American people know the voice of that leaving concerning the modern day politician warring against our foundations, but they know very little to nothing when it comes to our forefathers and what they established under God. It's embarrassing, isn't it? Yep, I know. And I'm talking to those that know the difference. One of the things that I'd warned about, here comes another one, that the American people don't want to listen to until after the fact, until it comes to their front door, Amos 6:3, is I told you that the illegals would be armed. I said they're going to be armed by that of and the likes of the CIA and other unconstitutional agencies, and the government's going to stand back and they're going to say, boy, how did they become armed? And then before you know it, there's going to be domestic insurrection, let me say it this way, equal civil war, and then the American people are going to say, well, how did this happen? I want to tell you how it happened. You allowed it to happen. Americans allowed it to happen. I'm talking about those that are doing nothing with what they know. And they're getting the exact results that they should expect when they do nothing. They're going to go backwards, not forwards. That is another sign of judgment. But isn't it interesting? Now we're being told, I guess it's just whoever's government they want it to be, I guess they're just a government unto themselves. But again, going back to what I just said, and you'll understand what I just said there, isn't it interesting that now we're being told, this is the GatewayPundit.com, an Obama-appointed judge rules illegal immigrants can carry guns in the United States of America. Hey, folks, it goes way beyond that. It's not that they can just carry guns. I mean, in Illinois, friends, that tub over there that they call Governor Pritzker, who is a straight-up tyrant, he's a mob head. You should see how many governors have gone to prison in that state alone for the crimes they committed against the people in Illinois. But isn't it interesting? He's hiring illegals in law enforcement. Who do you think those illegals are going to war against, friends? Isn't that a part of exactly what they're doing? Isn't this what communists do? Why, yes, it is. But again, friends, look at this. The Obama-appointed judge rules illegal immigrants can carry guns in the United States. Hey, but if you're an American, man, you better have all your permits and you better have all of what's required by the said government.
At the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERVANOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey, I want to make clear that everybody understands what I'm talking about right now is happening in America. Once again, I'm talking about what's going on in your backyard. Now, what's going on over there in a third world country? You know, just the other day I had some guy talking about how we need to get behind what's going on in Israel, and we need to protect those people, and we need to do this for those people, that for those people. Well, he forgets about what's going on in his own backyard. That's insane. So what did I do? I, of course, had to be a faithful witness that delivers souls and say to him, 70 million babies have been murdered in this country because you've allowed your government to illegally sanction it since 1973, and you're telling us that we need to go get behind what's going on over in the Middle East? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, dude? This reminds me of the reason I did a lot of high schools in this country, and I'll continuously do some. As a matter of fact, we're talking about doing some in the near future here again. But isn't it interesting that the church in America spends over $12 trillion a year to send missionaries into foreign countries to preach a said gospel there that they don't even preach to their kids in their own backyard? What a bunch of hypocrites, to say the least. Wow. I also want to say this, too, for those that think, man, why is this guy just all up in arms about what's going on? The question that I have for you is, how come you aren't? Because you don't lay it to heart. That's why. You're not valiant for the truth. And if you know Scripture, that's the kind of people the Lord says, will I not judge this nation for such things as that? That's exactly right. Because they lay it not to heart. One of the things that we're seeing go across the boards, you see this new man dressed as a woman, the new spokesperson now for Doritos, like that Mullen Devaney or whatever that guy's name is, that boy's name that wants you to believe that he's a woman for Bud Light. You guys remember all that? This is happening on a worldwide basis. You do know this, right? And I'm going to show you where this is coming from in just a moment. But what they're trying to do here, you just heard during the first segment, while they were teeing up for the show, those were talking about the censorship, the illegal censorship going on in America. The judges, the Supreme Court injustices that sit on the Supreme Court, all nine of them, which, by the way, if you don't know, every one of them is unelected by the people. They're appointed by the said president. They're going to tell you what free speech entails. They're going to tell you who it applies to and who it doesn't apply to. Isn't it interesting, friends, in contrast that, what, 3.5 years later, because this has been going on for about a good 5 years, where the big techs are just coming out and suppressing free speech. Anybody that dares speaks out against this tyrannical new order that they're trying to establish or their new crisis. Have you noticed that they've been doing this for a long time and most people don't care? Not understanding is what George Washington said when he said that when your freedom of speech goes, you will be led like dumb sheep to the slaughter. Or what Ben Franklin said when he said it's our bulwark for our freedom. When they begin to control your speech, Americans, look at me, you're done. You're done. This is the only reason they got away with 2 days of the pandemic. And I call it the plandemic, Jeremiah 11:9, because that's exactly what it is. They suppressed all of the free speech. But what I was saying is, isn't it interesting? It's taken them 3.5 years to now see this in court, right? And they're going to come out and they're going to tell us what's applicable, what's permissible when it comes to big tech companies suppressing free speech. They're going to tell you where it's okay and where it's not okay. And they just got done doing that. Well, when it came out, you know, against when people, all these doctors on a worldwide basis were speaking out against the narrative coming from Anthony Fauci and the WHO and the CDC and the WEF. No. You can't speak out against them. No, you can't do that. And you certainly can't talk out against those that are exposing election fraud, which is being exposed all day long. But the reason you're not hearing about it is because that same set of unelected injustices are protecting those that are committing the crimes against we the people. But I'll tell you what, if Donald Trump wants to be heard at the Supreme Court as they're pushing him and driving him back into the people's White House, right? Isn't it interesting how Donald got a response within a week? But when it came to our free speech, no, friends, 3.5 years later, here we are. We all have to just go ahead and allow them to attack anybody that they want to attack, when they want to attack, and how they want to attack, and the people seem to be okay with it. People don't understand freedom. They don't understand liberty, and they certainly don't understand the price paid to give us what we have today, that we're allowing said tyrants to desecrate and trample upon concerning the blood of those that men that fought, bled, and died fighting against the likes of what you're succumbing to. Oh, we love those veterans, man. We honor those veterans. But when it's our turn to stand up and fight the good fight of faith for our freedoms and handing the baton off to our future generations and our posterity, no, I don't love them that much. I don't love the Lord that much. No, he died on the cross for my sin. I don't have to bear the same cross. Oh, yeah, you do. Oh, yeah, you do. As the Father has sent me, so I send you after his resurrection. What are you talking about, Brett? Well, you know, what they're doing, friends, is the tyrants that are allowed, the powers that are tolerated by the people on a worldwide basis, what they're doing is they're shutting down all opposition in little countries. And they're incrementally trying to do it here in America, right? They're incrementally trying to do it here in America. Just the other day, I seen a little feed. It was about a minute, 2 minutes long, where somebody actually confronted the guy that oversees these fights, these cage match fights, and useful idiot that was sent by the CIA-controlled media with his pre-scripted questions had the audacity to tell this guy, listen, we know that you got your fighters on a short leash, and you know we know that you allow them to only say so many things, but don't you think that they're really crossing the lines when they become homophobic in their speech? Did you hear what I said? You see what they're doing? They're corralling people. The noose is being tightened little by little by little by little, isn't it? This guy had enough common sense to say, do you not understand what freedom of speech is? And that's not licentiousness neither, friends. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. He said, I'm not here with the leash on anybody. They can say whatever they want to say. Maybe you need to go back and read the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Well, maybe the said justices sitting on the Supreme Court, maybe they don't understand what the First Amendment says. Maybe we need to read it to them. Maybe they just don't understand what it says when it says Congress, that's the representatives of the people, shall make no law respecting an establishment of the Christian faith, denominational, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, lawful speech, not unlawful speech, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Well, isn't that interesting? And to petition the government for redress of grievances. 963 political prisoners in jail right now for exercising their First Amendment rights. And the guy that led them, the leader of the coup, said the mainstream media, Donald Trump, he's running for the presidency of the United States of America all over again. Isn't that interesting? He's free, but everybody else that he allured there's in jail. Folks, aren't you sick and tired of being at the mercy of the corporate world that thinks that they're going to dictate what you do, how you do it, and when you do it, and when you say it, and what you say? But isn't it interesting what they've made, what they call legal, like pornography, and I guess television is just promoting the whole sodomite agenda. I guess they're swearing, they're using lewdness, they're cursing on television now. I don't know, I haven't watched it in years, but they're saying that's permissible, but anything that contradicts that, it's unpermissible. That's what makes them subversive to American government. And if they win out, you're a slave. You're going to be subservient to them at every given will. What are they doing? They're slowly, incrementally driving the narrative, and you better fall in line, because if you don't, you're going to jail. Look at this. This is humanevents.com. This is J.K. Rowling, forgive me. She said she will not delete transphobic posts before Scottish hate speech law takes effect. Well, maybe they're going to get a taste of what the Scottish are really about. Maybe they need to go back to William Wallace. Remember the movie Braveheart? That was all premised on actual events under a man named William Wallace, who is not going to sit back and take it from the nobles any longer. I don't know. Are we seeing a little of that from J.K. Rowling? We may be. I'm going to come back on the other side. And, well, we got a half hour. It's the fastest hour on national radio. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. The Supreme Court has indefinitely blocked Texas from enforcing a law that would let state officials arrest and hold people they suspect of entering the U.S. illegally. Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued a statement saying that Texas will continue utilizing every tool and strategy to respond to this Biden-made border crisis. When no one is running against you, it's pretty easy to win. Russian President Vladimir Putin will rule Russia for the next 6 years after he won yesterday's election. Most anyone that could have opposed him was either dead, in jail, exiled, or banned from running. The Israeli military has attacked a hospital they believe is being used by Hamas as a stronghold for terrorist activity. Several casualties have been reported. Corey Myers, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Okay, so before we get to the main topic, because I got to get there, you guys have all been told about Yuval Harari. This is the guy that holds the spirit of Joseph Goebbels. If you want to understand madmen, it's not just this guy. It's all of those that are in the circle with him. Nikki Haley's a part of this. Donald Trump's a part of this. Joe Biden's a part of this. They're all a part of this. Everybody that went along with the pandemic, they're all a part of it. Every governor in the state of the United States has been a part of this. Everyone. I want to show you the person that these orders are somehow coming from. This is just the body that the devil's using right now. His name is Yuval Harari. Yesterday when I went out to meet with the local representative at the Capitol in the state of Minnesota, interestingly enough, I said, are you aware of this Yuval Harari guy? He looked at me with this half smirk on his face. He said, that man is evil. He is evil. This is the guy that's being used to dictate what's going on a global basis. I want to let you know something about him. And you don't even need a whole lot of discernment to figure this out. Everything about this guy is straight from hell. The eyes of the window to the soul, they're black as can be. He's constantly warring against the Word of God, which is humorous within itself, which shows you the devil believes and trembles, right? And everything that he says he believes that he is forecasting exactly what's going to be happening on a worldwide basis. He said all of what the people are doing today, he said that's a thing of the past. In other words, we're stepping in and we're going to begin to dictate what the world does. Here, I'm here to tell you, nope, you won't. Like it says in Psalm 22, you're not able to complete what you desire. And the fact of the matter is the Lord knows that there's limits with all of us, and this is one of them. But I have never, in all of my life, seen anybody so embodied with the devil himself in such a fashion as to copy, to, I don't want to say, I've never seen anybody so fit in the flesh to duplicate what I seen back in the 30s when it comes to Joseph Goebbels than I do this guy. And he's terrible at it. He's terrible at it. But somehow or another, this guy's given the platform. This is the 50th annual meeting at the World Economic Forum. This is right at the offset of the pandemic. I want you to see what he attempts to forecast concerning what's going to happen on a worldwide basis. And it's really short. It's really short, but again, you guys get a madman in the present. It's not just in the past, a little funny guy with a mustache talking German, yelling at everybody and telling them this is what he's going to do. It's happening in your day today. Notice again, this is at the very offset of the pandemic. So they thought it was going to be much easier than what it was. Okay? Here, let me just go ahead and show you what I'm talking about. And after you see this, it's less than 30 seconds long. You're going to say, did I hear what I think I just heard him say? Listen to these devils forecasting so you understand that this isn't a game.
North Korea in 20 years, when everybody has to wear a biometric bracelet which constantly monitors your blood pressure, your heart rate, your brain activity, 24 hours a day. You listen to a speech on the radio by the great leader, and they know what you actually feel. You can clap your hand and smile, but if you're angry, they know you'll be in the gulag tomorrow morning.
So he just said, this is right at the offset of the pandemic. You're noticing in the United States of America, the banks trying to distance themselves from the customers. They want you to do everything online. I stopped at a bank last summer, and it happened to be the one that we facilitate. And when we walked in, I was told that it was a cashless bank. Did you hear Yuval, the devil here? Did you hear him just say, and I'm putting this up against John 10:10, John 8:44. Did you just hear him say that, well, have a wristband on where they can monitor everything that you do? Well, that goes to the chip that they want to put in your hand. This all came out during the pandemic. Okay, they were trying to insert it into the vein of the narrative to normalize it among the people. Remember when they were giving out passes to the city in New York? You have to have your vaccination before you get a passport to the city. Here, I'm again here to tell you, it's not theirs to give. They didn't inherit the earth, and it's theirs to give to whom they will. Nope. God gave us our rights, and these people work for us. This devil thinks he's a god unto himself. He's married to a man, too. I don't know if I told you that. So it just shows you, again, why the Lord calls these people an abomination, Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, Jude 1:7. The list goes on. 1 Corinthians 6:9. Notice how we talked about that bracelet? You know who else is a part of this? You know that guy, Elon Musk, who's a Satanist? Go online, put Halloween costume Elon Musk, and pull up the pictures of him with his occultist mother. His girlfriend is Grimes. She's a witch. She's the one that gives birth to his babies. But isn't it interesting how he, Elon Musk, who's a part of all of this, is also being sold to you as one of the American heroes or a hero to the people on a worldwide basis. I mean, in America, the American people are so ignorant and desensitized that they believe that when he bought Twitter, that he was actually doing the people a favor. No, he wasn't. He was garnering more control. You know what makes a good cop, folks? is one that knows the mind of the criminal. And those that are saved by grace, we did business with the devil. We understand who he is and what he does. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The fact of the matter is, when you've been there and you're saved from all of that, it's not difficult to see it, especially when the Lord said, he'll anoint your eyes to see, he'll anoint your ears to hear. And so here we are. Here we are. I have some more content I wanted to share with you today, but I'm going to get to the main topic. I'm going to go ahead and take Bill really quick from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Bill. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, I wanted to add a little correction. You had mentioned this Yuval speech, how he was talking about these bracelets that monitor your heart rate and blood pressure and such like this. They could tell, you know, your attitude towards certain things regarding specifically in government. But you had said that this all kind of began and started right around the pandemic setup. But
I'm talking about the video. It's 2020 at the World Economic Forum.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That was just a takeoff. I mean, look what the majority, probably not the majority, but look what a lot of Americans are wearing around their wrists today already. They're wearing these Fit bracelets and such, constantly monitoring what? Their blood pressure, their heart rate, you know, how many steps, where they go, and they do this willingly.
Yeah, yeah.
What did they expect would come out of it?
I just, you can't, you really can't make it up. I mean, really, you lose your balance if you don't laugh or if you don't cry. But I'm done crying, Bill. I'm done crying. I mean, I look at you, get it. You're in Michigan. You're a leader. You know what? You see what people say that they want, and really what they want is not what they say they want when it comes to resolve, because they don't want to be the ones to get the job done. They want someone else to do it. Well, Bill, someone else is doing it, and it's the people that they don't want doing it, but somehow or another, they're okay with that.
Yeah, that's right. I just had to throw that in there and make that connection for everybody.
Thank you. I totally appreciate it. 13:17 Revelation, read it, because that's what they mean to push this to. And it's not just a bracelet, folks. They want to put it in your skin. They're not hiding none of this nonsense. That's why they're creating crisis after crisis after crisis. Okay, so if I have to go a little late today, I will. Interestingly enough, I want to go over to the main topic because this explains, let me say it this way, this completely explains everything. I'm trying to communicate with those that still haven't figured it out yet. How does the American government, namely the American representative government, explain this? It tells us in Exodus 18:21, moreover, thou shalt provide out of all people able men, such as fear God, filial, not diabolical, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands. In this particular case, in America, we're set to self-govern under God. Our rights come from God. We delegate authority to our said representatives. That's how it works here. Read the Declaration of Independence. To be rulers over thousands, and rulers over hundreds, and rulers over fifties, and rulers over ten. Okay? That's the institution of government that the Lord established through our forefathers. Now, as we all know, that there's no such thing as separation between God and government, for it's the Lord that established the institution of government. So when you hear from the likes of the ACLU, that communist organization, just ask Roger Baldwin, there is no such thing as lines between church and state. We did remember, and what I recall is Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, writing to Danbury Baptist Church in 1802, who was concerned that the government would basically mingle with the affairs of the church. He said, no, don't worry about it. There's an erected wall barring the government from interfering with the affairs of the Lord. Just so you know, okay? We all know that our rights come from the Lord, and our representatives derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. That is, we the people under God. Founding father, signer of the Declaration of Independence, and Supreme Court Justice James Wilson said, human law must rest its authority ultimately upon the authority of that law which is divine And far from being rivals or enemies to Christianity, law and religion are twin sisters and mutual assistance. Indeed, these two sciences run into each other. We're going to come right back to this. Put this up against the modern-day politician and what they promised that they would be under God when they swore their oath. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I'm going to hold to this, okay, because this is applicable to the conversation, and this is why I give you the phone numbers. You throw stuff out on live chat, and then what you do is you throw a little leaving in there, and the way that that happens is you don't explain yourself, and then sometimes when you explain it, there's conjecture. That's why I'd rather have you do it on the air, broadcasting into 160 cities so we can at least get on the same page. 1-866-582-9933. Steve just said, what is legal may not be lawful. Baloney. Baloney. We are premised on common law in America. We submit ourselves to nobody but the Lord, because the Lord that gives us our right has nowhere throughout Scripture, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, has ever told us to submit to a tyrant. Let me say it this way. I remember somebody I respect greatly. His name was Martin Luther King Jr. He was very much a prophet during the 1960s, the leader of the civil rights movement. And interestingly enough, he had said that everything that Adolf Hitler did was legal. No, nothing that Adolf Hitler did was legal. It may look like law. It may have the color of law. and maybe even quack like a duck, look like a duck, and swim like a duck, but it's not law, and it's not a duck. This is why people are so confused. Okay, when the Nuremberg trials began concerning the genocide of 11 to 12 million people, the Jews, the dissidents, the gypsies, so on and so forth, which is all on film, it's interesting, the first thing that President Truman said was concerning the dictatorship, the totalitarian system of government under Adolf Hitler, he said, the laws of God have been broken. The laws of man have been broken, because that was a republic. They were to be ruled by law, not by a dictator. Matter of fact, just to give you clarity, everybody that did the bidding of Adolf Hitler, they were the ones that were doing the killing for Adolf Hitler, and he never pulled the trigger. That's how confused they were. And many of them, by the way, were executed for their crimes against humanity. Why? Because it wasn't law. Everything they did was illegal. So you can call it law all you want to call it law, but it's not law. If it stands against common law, the five books, the Torah, the Decalogue, canon law, which is the ecclesiastical law, God's moral law, in this country, it is either in obedience or disobedience, and the righteous are to condemn the wicked, and vice versa. If you look at Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, you'll completely understand. It's the job of government to do what? Restrain men from sin, breaking God's law, 1 John 3, 4. To maintain order, not create disorder. To justify the righteous and to condemn the wicked, not to justify the wicked and condemn the righteous. If you know law, you know the difference. And we're to make distinction, and the law of truth is supposed to be in our mouths. Read the book of Malachi, chapter 2. Also read Ezekiel 44, verse 23. I also wanted to highlight this. Then we had another guy. He said this, unfortunately, in this country, we are not living under natural common law. Why is that? Why is that? I am. The enslaved aren't. Isn't it interesting how you've been conditioned to complain about what you tolerate? What's worse about that is the self-deception there that you've submitted to the tyrant that you complain about and you do nothing about. And so what you say is, unfortunately, in this country, we are not living under natural common law. Yes, I am. We are living under an admiralty of maritime law. It's like the guy that called in last week from Texas. I like him. He's a cool guy. And he was talking about the corporation from 1871 that was basically implemented. Okay, wait a second. The implementation of that corporation and that set of government, the way that they've established it today, is the fruit of the people that sit back and do nothing but tolerate what the bad guys do. So why are you there in the first place? Why are you there in the first place? I want to make distinction, and I need to move on, unless you want to call in. Harriet Tubman was called the Black Moses. She freed herself from tyrants, from her taskmasters. She would have none of it. She was only going to submit to the Lord, and that's what she did. Now, what's interesting about that is when she freed herself, she broke off the chains of her taskmaster. Hello? She went from plantation to plantation to plantation to plantation to tell others that they can be free too, but they're going to have to break away from their subservience to their taskmaster. At the end of her life, she was asked by a reporter, is it true that you freed thousands of slaves? She said, yes. And she went on and she said, I would have freed thousands more had they known that they were slaves. You go ahead and justify your chains all you want to. But I'm going to do what the Word of God tells me. And as long as I do what the Word of God tells me, as I'm joint heir with Christ, He's going to break those chains from off me, from off of Egypt, He promised. And in the process of doing that, I'm going to understand what the spirit of liberty is truly like. And those that are born of the spirit, guess what? Where they deal or they see corruption, guess what that spirit of liberty within them does? It wars against those that mean to enslave. It doesn't submit to them. It doesn't justify them. You know, the problem is there's too many people out there submitted not to the Lord. They're submitted to the tyrants and the powers that are tolerated. And what's worse than that, just like, by the way, the children of Abraham under time of the Romans when they had Jesus Christ crucified. They were sitting there saying, we be freeborn. We're a slave to no man. And the bottom line is they were subservient to the Caesar of the day. They weren't serving God. No, they were enslaved. And yet they deceived themselves into believing that they were free when in fact they weren't. And the one that came to liberate them, the Christ, they were the ones responsible for getting everybody against him and saying, we have no king but King Caesar. Crucify him, crucify him. John 19:15. So you need to make distinction before you say things like that. Because what you're saying is absolutely untrue. And if there is a wrong in this country, the church is called to be the answer in righting the wrong. Isaiah 58 verse 12. I don't understand how people sit there and try to justify the chains they carry. And it's, what's worse than that is they want everybody else to do the same things that they do. And what do? They're subservient to their taskmaster. And what do? Instead of telling them to break out from where they're at, like Harriet Tubman, to other slaves at other plantations, they say, no, it's better here. There's nothing you can do about it anyways. You need to be just like me. Look, I'm a perfect slave who thinks he's free when in fact he's not free at all. And it's the blood of Jesus Christ that makes you free. Until you understand that, I am preaching until I'm blue in the face. And nothing is going to partake until the Holy Ghost comes down and convicts you to do otherwise. A slave does not submit to tyrannical orders of man anywhere. Read Romans 12:21, which precedes Romans 13. Do a whole show on it. People need to think, man. Well, look at all this bad stuff going on. I know. You got a worldwide population of in the billions that sit back and they tolerate the Bill Gates and they tolerate the Faucis and they tolerate the Bidens and they tolerate the Huvals. They tolerate the bad guys. And then they want to go around and tell everybody how they serve Jesus. You ain't serving Jesus. You're serving all those that you're enslaved to, man. If you're free, born of the Spirit of God, you are going to shout from the housetops that you're not putting up with the chains of your new taskmaster. Period. Why? Because they don't have a lawful order or a lawful right to do so. Which one are you going to submit to? Read 2 Corinthians 3:17 when you get a moment. Let me go back to this. What's going to happen, guys? It's going to break down, but I'm going to come right back. Dude, really? Now we got wise guy telling us liberty is not freedom. Read, here, guy, here, just do this, and you already put both feet in your mouth at this point, okay? Go ahead and look at the Liberty Bell. What does it say? It says Leviticus 25, verse 10 on the Liberty Bell. Go ahead and read that, and if you'd like to call in and tell us what it says, again, you're sticking both feet in your mouth, and I'm telling you that because you're getting to the point of being froward with me, okay? Judah, go ahead and disconnect that when that's done in about 5 seconds. When it's done, we're going to go off air and we're going to finish this show because it's that important that we do. We're talking about... Okay, go ahead.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.